Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What's going on? Welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you today for episode 152 of our show, continuing our preparation for basketball season as we are 1 week away from our first basketball broadcast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. And if you're unaware, that's the Newman women's basketball team, as they travel just across town to match up with the Wichita State Shockers on October 29th. So as part of preparing for basketball season, we'll check back in with head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs, as well as Carly Carlson, who returns to the Jets for her third season on the roster, but she makes a return to the floor this year after missing most of last season with a knee injury. We'll talk all about her recovery and her rehab and how excited she is to get on the floor, and excited for you to get to hear about all of that and Carly's journey. She's a fantastic athlete and a fantastic person. You'll love that. And then one of the newcomers to this year's Newman roster, and that is transfer Jolene Ramiro, who comes to Newman from Colorado State University Pueblo. And we'll get to know Joe just a little bit better and kind of learn about what makes her and one of her very interesting hobbies that I may be taking some pointers from in the future, just to give you a little cliffhanger there. You'll have to keep listening to find out exactly what that is. But great stuff coming interview-wise, but also a very busy weekend here around Newman Athletics. It gets started Thursday night here in Wichita at Wilkins Field as the Jet men's soccer team hosts 17th-ranked Rogers State at 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll always have the live video available on the MIAA network for that one, but that'll get us started. Then on Friday, both men's and women's tennis will head out to Topeka for the Washburn Invitational, which will keep them in action through Saturday. And volleyball will return home on Friday night as well, 6 o'clock inside a Fugate Gymnasium. They'll welcome in the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. I'm excited to get Jet Volleyball back at home for the first time in a couple of weeks and to get back on the call of that broadcast, which will go live on the Newman Jets Audio Network at about 5:45 Friday night, with, again, first serve right around 6 o'clock. Then at 7 o'clock on Friday night down in Claremore, Oklahoma, women's soccer will be on the road to match up with Rogers State with their first match on a weekend swing. Men's bowling starting Saturday will be in Lawrence, Kansas, competing in the Jayhawk Classic after a really strong showing and a second-place finish in the Mid-States Championships here in Wichita last weekend. Additionally, men's and women's cross country will head out to Pittsburgh, Kansas on Saturday morning, and they will compete in the MIAA Championships out there in Southeast Kansas. And then Saturday afternoon, once again, 1 o'clock at Wilkins Field here in Wichita. Men's soccer back in action for what will complete a busy and big weekend in conference play as they will host Southern Nazarene at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Then on to Sunday, the women's soccer team again completes their weekend swing down to Oklahoma as they go to Tahlequah to take on Northeastern State in their second match of the road trip. On Monday and Tuesday, both men's and women's golf will be in action down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, competing in the Tulsa Cup hosted by Rogers State University, and that will just about complete our run-through of a very busy week in Jets athletics. And again, we're 1 week away, the 29th, from basketball season tipping off as the Jet women's basketball team will host or will travel, excuse me, just across town to take on Wichita State. So I know it's a lot. It's a busy time of year. I'm throwing a lot at you. You can always go to NewmanJets.com/calendar for the full composite schedule of all Jets athletics and activities, the times, the links to live stats or the video feed or the audio broadcast, anything and everything. It's at NewmanJets.com and, of course, on that free Newman Jets app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, make sure to download it today. But let's go ahead and take our first break on the show here today. When we come back, we'll visit with Newman Jet women's basketball student athletes Carly Carlson and Jolene Ramiro, and then, of course, head women's basketball coach Amy Briggs. That's coming up next here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman student athlete and women's basketball player Carly Carlson. Carly, welcome back
Thank you. Onto the show. It's good to talk to you again.
Let's start with the hard question. I just mentioned it last year. You missed the most of the year with the injury.
Yep.
Take me through what that was like. I know it's always a learning process for you, and it's frustrating, but I feel like you kind of come out of it a better person, a better player.
I, like you said, I previously went through it the year before my freshman year, so I kind of knew exactly what I needed to do in rehab and have those goals for myself to always look forward to, like, once I get this done, okay, what's the next goal I can get to be where I need to be at the right point. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just, it's made me learn a lot, especially because I try to be a good teammate all the time, especially on the bench, so I knew my freshman year going into it, I needed to still be that vocal leader and still be the hype man for everybody. And so last year I knew I really had to bring it when I got out early in the season.
Well, now you come back, fresh slate. I know you're hungry to get out there. We're a week away from that first exhibition game. Take me through what you've been working on the last couple of weeks to make sure you're ready to go.
I've been really focusing on my shot. I know that's what the coaches are really pushing for me to do, is just be a really good three-point shooter. Come off the ball screen and shoot the at the free throw line if I need to. I've also been really working on getting O boards, trying to get in there, be aggressive, be the annoying defender that you can't box out. But I think I've just really been focusing on my shooting and still bringing all that energy on defense even when we're down.
So that's got to be kind of a tough line to walk, right? You're coming back from an injury, but you got things you want to work on and improve. How did you kind of balance that kind of training and rehab with the improvements that need to be made?
I knew I wanted to really focus on just getting into my rehab, getting it done, but also I would always ask my physical therapist, okay, what can I do next? What can I do next? And as soon as she told me I could shoot, I went and started shooting. As soon as she told me I could start running, I went and started running. So I just kind of balanced them out to like, okay, I can do this. Now what's the next step? I was always looking forward to the next step to do.
Now, to me, that's such a daunting task too, because you want, I know you want to do everything right away, but you have to be patient.
Yeah.
Did that kind of test you a little bit? You're obviously, it's tested your patience for 2 years now, but especially when you're so eager to get back out there and this team continues to get better. I know you want to be a part of that, but how did you handle that from a kind of a being patient aspect? Because you don't want to push yourself too far.
I knew that it's all going to come back to me. Like, I would get down on myself, but I knew I had to, like, keep pushing and be patient, because if I start to rush it, then it might not get healed all the way. I might not have good shooting form. So I knew being patient and having my teammates that are always there for me, like, telling me, like, hey, you're good, you're going to get the next one, or hey, keep pushing yourself, like, you're going to get back to where you were. And especially the coaches as well, they always are the ones that are like, hey, are you good, like, what do you need, you're doing good. They're always a confidence boost, and so are my teammates, so that really helped me.
Absolutely. Again, we're visiting with Carly Carlson, and so excited to see you back on the floor, but take us through some stuff off the floor. What are you studying? Where are you at academically, and kind of what are your goals for the future?
I used to be in the Rad Tech program, but I changed my major to sonography. I've just always found a fascination in sonography. I don't know what field yet I want to do, because there's different scans, but I will apply for the program this spring to be in it next fall. And so I've just been taking my classes to get into that, my prereqs, and then I just, in a few, I don't know where I'm going to be in the future, but...
The good news is you got time.
Yes, I do. Hopefully with my, like, a job, probably a dog, but...
Well, I hear you've got some teammates that have gotten dogs, too.
Yes.
So that's fun, right?
Like,
you get all the fun of having a dog without any of the responsibility,
yes,
right?
Yes, I just get to play with him whenever I want the dog to take care of him.
Awesome. Well, you're from Clearwater, right? So right down the road.
Yes.
What's it like for you to be a part of a team and a program that's so close to home and to have that family support right around the corner?
My freshman year, I knew it wasn't far, so I wasn't scared of like, oh, I'm gonna be homesick or something, but they are always quick to come right out. They recently moved to Mays though, so we're out not too far still. And so I know they're always bringing my grandparents, everybody. It's 20 minute drive. And I know that no matter where we play, they're always going to try and be there. And it feels good to see my parents and my family in the stands and like just giving me that like good nod, like you're good and keep going. So
that's awesome. Well, I'm excited to see them at some games here soon. And let's talk about the team though. Got some new faces. I've heard a lot of good things. How's this group coming together from your perspective?
I think we're all really starting to figure out how each person plays, how we can play together. With Lex coming from UCO, it wasn't really a big difference. Like, she fed in like in the second day, she knew exactly what we wanted to do, how we wanted to do it. And Joe, she came in and she's just a really good leader. She knows, she'll tell you how, what you're doing wrong, but she'll uplift you throughout that entire thing. And I just think because our team is so close, it was easy to bring those people in and bring the freshmen in and feel, make them feel accepted. And I think and Nikki, she's also a transfer, and those three just really push all of us to be our best, and so I'm excited for that.
Well, it's exciting to hear. Now, you're a part of a very pivotal class. You know, you come in with, you know, a lot of talented players like Delaney and Jaden and Danny. I mean, I could go on about this team, but you are a core group, kind of all that same class. Yeah. What's it been like now to get into a third year together and build that chemistry as a team?
Yeah, us four, we were always so close from the beginning, so it's really cool to see how far we've grown and how much we've grown just for 2 years. Now it's on to three. I think we've all really grown in our physical, mature, all of the aspects. We all just know how each of us plays, so we can also inform the other team, like our other players, like, hey, this is what they want to do, this is what they need, and everybody seems to pick up on it, so I'm excited to go into the third year and hopefully our fourth year together.
Awesome. Give me someone new on the team, can be freshman, can be a transfer, whatever, someone that has really stepped up since they got here and has made some big strides even before the first game.
I'm going to say our freshman, Kendall. She came in, she was a little intimidated, but throughout the past week, she's really shown growth, and she is the aggressive player. She'll go for those rebounds, she'll drive, she'll be the energy person. She just really has grown from being scared to wanting to go into that contact, wanting to be aggressive, wanting to go for every loose ball. So I'm really excited for her, and I'm proud of her for coming out of her shell and pushing herself to what she can be, and we're also helping that.
Awesome. What is something that you have learned about yourself since getting back on the floor here recently?
I would probably have to say when I have so much energy, I have to not go so crazy to where I'm
like going too fast.
Yes, almost. Going too fast and like slowing myself down at the right points, like coming off a screen, like I can't just go right off, I have to wait for it. So I learned that like it's good to have so much energy, but you have to slow down, and like you can keep your energy but slow your pace, do different paces. Like there's points where you need to go fast and points where you need to go slow, so that's where I've kind of learned a lot this year.
Awesome. What is your biggest goal for this team this year?
Oh, my biggest goal is obviously get to the conference tournament. If not that, just really prove people wrong from our preseason poll, and just we have so much to prove, and I want people to be scared or like intimidated to play us and not just be like, oh, we're playing Newman, but just really step out of our shell and know what we have, know what we can do, and be the best we can be, because we all know that we can.
Awesome. Well, Carly, I'm so excited for the season. I'm excited to see you back out on the floor here in a week. It's crazy how quickly it's come up. I know you're excited, but I appreciate the time today. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
That's Carly Carlson. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
Ah, what am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Jolene Romero, a newcomer to the Newman women's basketball team and Denver native. Joe, welcome first of all to the show, and welcome to basketball season. You guys are a week away from your first game. How excited are you to finally get going with your new teammates?
I'm really excited, actually. This team is definitely different from last year and my school transfer from, obviously. Like, I love my teammates. I'm just really excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to have you. Tell us a little bit about your journey. You come from CSU Pueblo, and what made you decide Newman was the next step for you and the right place to be?
I'm really big on family and feeling like it's close to home, and this felt like a home to me, especially the girls here. They've made me feel really welcomed. And also just like my growth aspects, getting my confidence back, developing me more, and also just like trying to see from a different perspective. And also like I've been in Colorado my whole entire life, so trying to get out of it is a good thing, to be out of my comfort zone.
Absolutely. So, yeah. It's close-ish, right, to home. It's a long drive, but it's close enough, right, if you need to go back, but different all at the same time. Tell me what it's been like, though, to get to know your new teammates, your new coaches, and kind of fit into this culture that sounds like you guys are all coming together really quickly.
The girls are honestly just, they're great. We all get along really well. We all hang out. It's definitely, they feel like a sisterhood for sure. Like I said, the family-oriented part and just it feeling like home. A lot of us honestly lean onto each other for most of our ups and downs. So I really enjoy just like being around my teammates and just building a lot of our relationships together. And same with the coaches. Like the coaches really make me feel like I still have a home away from home and that they're always going to be there for me. So I really enjoy that.
That's awesome. What was it like for you to kind of carve out your role, your job on this team? Because you came here for a lot of things, but one of those big reasons was basketball. So what was it like to kind of get onto the floor and try to figure out exactly where you fit into this puzzle?
This year, definitely noticed stepping into a leadership role this year. Now that I'm an upperclassman, I obviously noticed like taking the more leading part instead of just playing my role as the past 2 years I've been at CC Pueblo. And so, I mean, this year, just been trying to figure out the things I can continue to build on and continue to strengthen the things that I feel like are not necessarily weaknesses, but things I could work on. And same with my teammates. They all push me to make sure that I'm, like, a better player, to keep me motivated. So, yeah.
What's one thing that you've been working on in your game this offseason? What are you trying to improve for this year?
Definitely my shooting. I feel like to get to another level of just being a point guard, being a combo guard as well, is just being able to be aggressive the whole entire time, trying to score even regardless of just facilitating the floor. So definitely my shooting ability. Like right now, like I said, like confidence-wise, just trying to make sure that I can still believe in not just facilitating the floor, but to be aggressive as well.
Awesome. Well, you come into a team that's very motivated. I've talked to a lot of your teammates and your coaches that saw a preseason poll come out a couple of weeks ago, and it kind of put a little chip on everybody's shoulder. Definitely. That there's a point to prove. When you come in to be a leader, like you've mentioned, how much does that kind of play into your motivation and how you push your teammates?
Honestly, I'm used to being the underdog. Our team usually, with all the girls that we've had, the experiences that they've been through as well, it's just, like I said, this leadership role and trying to make sure that I'm pushing my teammates to not only just accept that, like, hey, these people think that we're this low, but we can shoot for the highest and make sure that we can continue to have our chip on our shoulder and stay motivated within ourselves. Because, I mean, if no one else believes, especially the coaches poll or whatever, outside noise, it's just us. So
awesome. Well, looking at this group, you know, has there been anyone, any of the younger players, the freshmen especially, that have impressed you so far? You've played college basketball a couple of years. You've seen what it takes to be successful. Who has stepped up in your mind?
I would say as a freshman, definitely Shoshana and Kendall. Honestly, our whole entire freshman class, like, they just soak it in as much as they can. I hope that they continue to stay motivated. I mean, I once was a freshman as well, so them just continue to work hard and listening, and again, listening to their upperclassmen. I think they all, honestly, all of our freshmen have been doing really well. Awesome. I just want them to continue to just do what they're doing.
That's awesome. And you come in with a couple other transfers that I've heard a lot about. Nikki and Lex have been talked about nonstop, that you guys have all come in and kind of carved out some really nice roles. What's it been like to come in as a new member of this team, but have a few other people that are kind of in your shoes and being new as well?
I mean, it feels great. I mean, we all live the same experience right now. We're still trying to figure out the whole entire team, still trying to figure out ourselves as well. But I would say they're one of our best shooters, honestly. Like, I just am really enjoying the fact that, like, I have two teammates that understand that what I'm going through too, and that we continue to just build our relationships and the team together as well. So
awesome. Well, tell me a little bit about you off the court. What are you studying? What do you like to do off of the basketball floor?
I study sports promotion and media, or sports media and promotion. I also do photography on the side. That's one of my hobbies. I like to take a lot of pictures of sports or just event photography. So, like, shout out to that if you guys want to see that. That's mostly what I do. I mean, our major right now, just trying to make sure I get into that marketing aspect. So it's really good trying to push a business as well, as far as like photography. But
well, I like to hear that. I may have to pick your brain, because one of my parts of my day job has been learning photography. I'm not so good. It's been a rough learn for me. So I may have to pick your brain on a road trip here soon about photography. But what got you into that? Where did you discover that love for photography?
I mean, I've always been a picture-taking person. It also starts with, like, myself. I take a lot of pictures as far as, like, my Instagram, like, if you've seen that. But I got more into picking up a camera and just playing around with certain things. I would go to my brother's basketball games. I would take pictures of him. Then it turned into videography. And then I just started building from there. And, you know, I've had a lot of people who are older than me or have been in the industry as well, just that, you know, kind of push the narrative of like, oh, you got an eye for the camera. It's like you should continue doing something mm-hmm. that you actually think you could enjoy. And kept picking up that camera. And honestly, like, that's, I found enjoyment in that.
That's awesome. I'm glad you've got a cool hobby like that you can enjoy and maybe use that to get away from the game every once in a while. Everybody needs a little breather every now and then.
I agree.
But as we get to the meat and potatoes of, you know, preseason, like, you've got an exhibition in 1 week, and then the season starts in, what, 3 weeks almost?
Yeah.
So it's going to be here quick. What do you have to work on the most to make sure this team is ready to go for the first real game?
Just communication, leadership, like I said, stepping into that role. I'm also a point guard, so just trying to make sure everybody that I know is using to their strengths and just building on top of what the team needs, and also just playing my role myself, also just being aggressive, being the point guard, like I said, the leadership role, making sure everybody gets to their spots, or also just trying to make sure that when people are hot, they're hot, and then also motivating my teammates as well. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things is stepping into that leadership role, is making sure that when I'm encouraging everybody else that they stay on top of just staying positive.
Awesome. Again, we're visiting with Jolene Ramiro here as we talk women's basketball here on the JetCast. I'm going to ask you a couple quick, easy ones for our fans to get to know you just a little bit better, okay? So first question, what is your favorite place to eat here in Wichita?
I don't have, like, a typical favorite, but, like, I've heard Hibachi, like the Kobe Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. I love steakhouse and I love Hibachi, so definitely that. And Texas Roadhouse for sure.
Yeah, I like that. Those are good answers. There's no wrong answer there either. Can't go wrong. Now, if we were to hit shuffle on your pregame playlist, what's maybe the first song that would come up?
Some R&B. I'm more of the chill vibe. I couldn't tell you a specific song, but definitely around some, like, Summer Walker, SZA, J. Cole, Drake, for sure. So.
Awesome. Do you have any other things that you mentioned photography, obviously, but is there anything else you do to relax? Are you a reader, a movie watcher? What do you enjoy to do?
Honestly, not much. I take walks. I hang out with my friends. Maybe I would say definitely movie person. I couldn't tell you specific, like, what genre I like mm-hmm. to watch, but I do like movies.
That's awesome. Now, last one. Who is your biggest inspiration that's pushed you to be the player and person that you are?
My brother, for sure. He definitely has taught me, even from the basketball aspect, that, like, he plays a pro. So it's obviously, like, one of my big inspirations is to just basketball and life itself. And, like, that's definitely my why.
Awesome. Where does he play?
He played overseas in Vietnam, and he also played overseas in the Philippines. And then he's back home now, but just keep fishing for his new contract, and like
that's
I said,
cool.
Still overseas basketball player, so it's just fun to watch him wherever he goes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure it's fun to learn from him a little bit too. That's a really cool nugget that we learned there. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
Again, this is Jolene Ramiro. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Hi friends, Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with the head women's basketball coach here at Newman University and Amy Briggs. And coach, we are 1 week away from seeing your team on the floor at Wichita State in a big opportunity for an exhibition game, but it's just a practice game, mm-hmm. even though I'm super pumped about it. There's a lot of learning that's been going on with this group. Tell me a little bit about kind of the process over the last couple of weeks, especially since the last time we talked at Media Day.
Yeah, now we've been able to practice a little bit more and a little bit more often and just get a lot done within that time. I think we've been really productive on our learning and putting in things that we feel we'll feel pretty good about next week of having a lot of our stuff in, and then the next couple weeks after that being able to continue to fine-tune things that we learn about ourselves as we get to play an actual game, get to actually put on the uniform. So just really building our skills and building our offense and defense, you know, every day, and just adding something a little bit new every day and not overwhelming with so much new mm-hmm. stuff, because you can't be great at everything, and we want to be pretty good at a lot of things, but just taking it day by day and just continuing to learn as we play. We've had a lot of competitive practices. We've been going at each other, so it's going to be great to play somebody else because they kind of know how each other play. They know our offense, how to guard it, stuff like that. So it'll be really good just to play somebody else and figure out where we are.
Well, I've been so excited learning about this team, kind of diving into some of the new faces mm-hmm. and reminding myself about the growth that we saw last year. How do you kind of see things coming together? Because we talked at Media Day, you know, it's kind of this weird mix of you've got great returners yep. and you've got a few key new pieces and transfers mm-hmm. and then obviously a really nice freshman class. So how have you gone about learning this group from a coaching aspect?
Yeah, we've put together like different lineups together every day. They're playing with a lot of different people. Sometimes they're like, oh, wow, this team won. Oh, wow, this team didn't win. And just figuring that out once they're competing and they know they're on a different team all the time, just them getting used to each other, understanding how they like the ball, and then putting them in those competitive situations. So we've played a lot of different competitive games in our practices as well, just to kind of push them and, hey, one team may be ahead and how can they overcome that? How can they stick together? Working on our huddles, we do a lot of high fives, fist bumps, that sort of thing. And so them getting connected, you know, in that way, but also coaches just putting a lot of lineups together and seeing what works well, what we need to continue to do better.
Awesome. Well, looking at this team, you know, I was so excited as well because you bring back so much from a season ago. Then you mm-hmm. we talk about the transfers that you bring in, the freshmen, but you also get a couple key pieces back from injury. Now that coming together provides some mm-hmm. depth and some real exciting opportunities there, but like there's only five players that can go out at once and only mm-hmm. one basketball. So how do you kind of juggle all that depth and all the excitement that you have with this roster you've built and try to find those combinations of players that'll work?
Yeah, we try to spend a lot of time in our preseason too, just having talks about what a great teammate looks like, understanding each other's roles. A lot of our returners understand that it takes everybody to be successful. It takes everybody to chip in on scoring. It takes everybody to defend and bring energy, and them just really trying to buy into those things and teaching some of our new players kind of how we try to go about it. And I think they all have the common goal is they want to win, they want to play hard, they want people to enjoy watching them play and watching their effort. And I think all that stuff will put a good product out on the floor that people will be happy about. And so we're just really trying to be about the team. Our defense is like that. We mm-hmm. are supposed to have each other's back the way that we play defense, and understanding people are going to make mistakes and being there for them. And then, like I said, offensively, you know, there's some players, yeah, we want to give them the ball in their spots, but I think it'll be by committee for us to everybody to chip in, you know, every night to help us score a lot of points and score as many as we'll need to win games.
Well, here in a little bit, we'll talk to two of your athletes, in Joe and in Carly, but wanted to talk to you about Carly first because she – not only got tossed a tough bit of injury luck last year, but that's 2 years in a row that she's kind of had that short end of the stick there health-wise. But she looks like she's feeling good. She says she's feeling good and has been so eager to get back out on the floor. How have you seen her handle kind of those unfair curveballs hit her way and how she's kind of come out of it better as a player and I'm sure as a person as well?
Yeah, it's really hard. Like, I was there both times she got hurt, and so that was hard on me too because I care about Carly a lot, and so seeing her go through that was definitely difficult. Like, she has a great support system in her family, her friends, her teammates, you know, coaches, and so we were able to help her through some of that, but she's also a pretty tough kid. She can take a lot. She always, you know, has a smile on her face, so you really have to talk to her to understand if she was struggling, but it's kind of made her, you know, grow up a lot. It's made her watch the game and see that other side of the college basketball game. And she's done a lot of rehab as well, which has really helped her athleticism and different parts of that side, which, you know, people don't always spend a lot of time on agilities and different things. And she's really committed to that and getting back. And she's probably playing her best basketball right now. So we're just really excited about her. She just understands to play free and have fun and enjoy every second you're on the court. And I think that pours into her teammates. And like I said, she's been shooting the ball really, really well and getting to her spots. And she's a very coachable kid. And so she just wants to soak in any information that she can to get herself on the court. So I think everyone's just really happy for her and proud of the progress she's made and happy to just see her out there on the court again, hitting some threes. Yeah.
Is it hard for you as a coach to, you know, see her coming back, but and you want to push her because she wants to get better, you want her to get better, but you don't know how far to push it in certain scenarios coming back from an injury? Was that kind of tough for you and the coaches to understand exactly kind of how far you could push her at certain times?
Yeah, she was at a pretty good spot once we started practice of getting into things, and we still always kind of check in to see if she gets a little sore here and there. And you know, we really emphasize, you know, making sure you're in the training room and how important that is for her and, like, reminding her that. And she understands that. So she understands she needs to get ice. She needs to get heat before practice, stuff like that. So she's done a really good job. And she's very responsible anyways. She's a responsible kid. So she does a good job of understanding just how important those things are. And then I always joke with Carly, like, we have similar upbringings. Our dads were both basketball coaches. You know, when you're the coach's kid, the coach is probably harder on you. And so sometimes I'm like, I feel like I'm your mom and you're my child, and I'm a little bit harder on you, but I kind of know what she needs to get her where she needs to be.
That's awesome. Well, we also talked to Jolene Romero for the first time on the JetCast, and you were giving me the scoop this morning when you were getting ready. She's a great photographer, a great kid,
yeah,
and all that. Tell me how she's gone about kind of fitting into her role, and we'll talk about her hobby a little bit later on. But tell me the basketball side of Joe right now.
Yeah, you know, it's always hard to be someone new and older and then come in surrounded by a lot of older kids as well. And she's just done a great job of buying in. She hangs out with people off the court. She's built that relationship with them. And she's just the type of person that can get along with a lot of people. And I think that helps. And it's great when you're in that point guard position. Mm-hmm. She's also pretty smart. And so she's already picked up on me and kind of what I want, and you know, we have a good relationship there, and she's kind of understanding our offense and where to get our players, where to get them the ball and set it up a certain way. And she's also a really, really good passer, but she's a great teammate, very consistent. You know, will bring her best every day, always high-fiving people, and you wouldn't know if she was struggling because she does that so well for others. And so she's just been a great, great addition, a great teammate. And I'm just really happy for her and what she can help us do. And our returners understand she can provide a lot of things that we need as a team.
Now, photography-wise, does she get to take any action shots of the team? Obviously, she's play and she's practicing, but does she get to take any pictures of the team or get to enjoy that? Because she told me she enjoys sports photography, so that's such an interesting combination.
She actually took some pictures when we had media day. So we had our athletics department, they took pictures for us, our school did as well, and then she took some pictures of them in the locker room, and they looked really good, and they got on a lot of Instagram pages. She does a good job, she's very skilled, she has all the great editing skills, all that stuff, and then she has taken pictures for the athletics department for the volleyball team this year at different points. She always has to get used to their cameras a little bit different than hers. She has a great one, but no, she's done that. And I think they've asked her before, like, hey, can you come, can we go here and you take the pictures? And, or hey, can you edit this picture? You know, it's always about that Instagram. And yeah, she's just really talented in the area, I think. And hopefully the city of Wichita, and she can maybe get some gigs or something, because I think she does a great job and she has a good personality for it too. You know, being a photographer, of helping, making sure the client feels comfortable, gets their spots, you know, hey, flip your hair here, do this. So she's just really good in that.
That's awesome. Well, back on the basketball side of things, 1 week from tonight, you're taking on Wichita State, and obviously such a cool experience to go over to Coke Arena and to play a Division I team, but it's about getting better for the season, right? So tell me kind of how you're looking at that game, how you're going to approach it. Do you want to see, like, a lot of players? Do you want to see everybody get some action, or are we going to see different recipes? How does your mind approach a game like that?
Yeah, I want to make sure everyone gets an opportunity to get into that game, because, you know, it's a cool environment. Mm-hmm. Wichita State playing in that environment and just on the court and with, you know, Division I players is really cool. You know, a lot of times people don't get that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so we'll definitely let everybody get in there, you know, at some point. And we're still figuring out how we'll play that. But, you know, we're going to try to be competitive too, you know, especially in the first half, and kind of see what we can do. But we'll see a lot of different people just thrown in there and have their time to get up and down on the D1 court, and you know, we'll celebrate them. We'll probably be loud for everybody the whole game, no matter what the score is, close, not close, whatever it is. We're going to be hype on that bench, and just everybody just being great teammates.
Awesome. Well, that's not the only exhibition or scrimmage you get. You get one tomorrow at Hutch. And then I think you mentioned you'll have another one after Wichita State.
Yes.
So a lot of opportunities to kind of pull the strings and move things around before that first weekend of real games.
Yeah.
Where do you want to see the most growth in that time, in those experiences?
Yeah, I'm really excited to see kind of where our defense is. You know, we've been guarding each other a lot. I really want to see how we can grow from our scrimmage now to our scrimmage at the end before opening weekend, and just see how we've grown in that aspect and what we need to get a little bit better at. That'll tell us a lot, and just seeing how connected we are, if we're getting to our spot. So that'll be really big for us to see. Defensively, I feel pretty good about where we're at right now, and I feel good about the effort that we give. So we'll kind of see that. And then offensively, just them really making reads. That's the biggest thing is now our own defense knows how to stop us a little bit. So now they get to play someone that doesn't know what's coming, and seeing if we can make those right reads, especially playing against a lot of different you know, levels of different teams these next couple of weeks. That'll really be very good for us against either physicality, a deny team, playing in the gaps, and just figuring out what we need to continue to work on and get ready for real games.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait. I'm so excited for next week when I finally get to see you in action. And then after that, we're going to blink and it'll be really time for action. So I'm excited to see it all come together. But I appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Amy Briggs, head coach of your Newman Jets. We'll take a quick break and wrap up the show right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Final segment as we wrap up our show here on the JetCast, episode 152 of our show. Want to give a quick shout out to our student athlete guests this week in Jolene Romero and Carly Carlson. Of course, as well, we appreciate head coach Amy Briggs for joining us as basketball season again is right around the corner. So we'll be kicking up our coverage of the Jets on the hardwood. And the women's team, as we've mentioned a little bit in this show, they get started Wednesday, October 29th at Wichita State in exhibition competition. Then 2 days later, the men's team in action, spending their Halloween at the Octagon of Doom at Kansas State. Of course, you can get tickets to both of those contests at NewmanJets.com. Come hang out with us and watch the Jets hit the floor for the first time this season. Also coming up here in our show in the coming few days, or I guess next week, in our next installment, we'll talk some volleyball as the Jet volleyball team returns home for the first time in a couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for some volleyball content in the future, as well as some other fun stuff down the line as well. If you missed any of our past chats, we've had some basketball conversations with Media Day a few weeks ago in Kansas City. We talked to men's and women's student athletes and head coaches. We also talked to the commissioner of the MIAA in Mike Racy. Then last week on our show, we talked to director of bowling Billy Murphy on our show as well to preview what would become a very successful weekend on the bowling lanes in the Mid-States Classic here in Wichita. Both the Newman men's and women's teams both took second place in their respective competitions. So if you missed any of those discussions, go to NewmanJets.com/podcasts. Check out our previous shows. And of course, you can check us out on Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, you name it. Just search the JetCast and subscribe today. But that's going to just about wrap up everything on our show for this week. Again, thank you as always for tuning in. Thank you for keeping our show going. We love doing it for the fans. We look forward to doing it again next week here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. I'm Jackson Schneider. We'll see you next time here on the JetCast.
Life. It throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.